You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market.
And a big, better discount in 2022,
I know,
right?
$400 off. Mention High School Hoops. Mention me. Mention Coach Collins, and they will take really, really good care of you, trust me. Anyway, I need about, like I was telling you last week, I need about 17 of these. But anyway, and then go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's what allows us to keep the lights on. Like I was saying this in another podcast, it is what I would have wanted 25 years ago. That's what I built. I built something I would have wanted 25 years ago. And nothing else. I was telling Coach, you can even see my daily vlog now. I started the first day of tryouts. Now we're in January. I've been pretty good. I took off Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I think I didn't do one. But other than that, I've been every day. Just kind of giving behind the scenes, showing you stuff that we do, just talking.
T-Tubes is the most interactive, and it's ever-changing. So I don't really think you can find something better that's more interactive and changing. And really, it fits to what you need. So whatever
it does,
it's
crazy. Like some coaches just want to talk to me. Some coaches want the resources, and some coaches want office hours. It's just, it depends on the specific group. But all right, so what's today's topic, Coach?
Well, I try to do things, and we've been talking about a lot of things just in within the context of a season, is as we get ready for the second time around against our opponents and all that, like how do you prepare for set plays for your opponents? Like, is that a 1-2 day thing? You like to layer it out? Is it bait? I mean, I bet you there's a lot of variables because every team is different. There's teams that run lots of sets. There's lots of teams that don't hardly run any sets. Like, what has been your mantra or your approach towards scouting and preparing for teams?
Well, scout.
Obviously.
Scout, yep. If you're going to put one in between the time you played your last game and me, then there's not much I can do. But I will do it several things. We'll always do – the minimum we'll do is we'll send it to them so they visually can see it, and we'll also walk through it. So do it, see it, hear it is what, you know, that's how people learn. So the minimum I will do is I will talk about it. I will have them do it physically, walk through their plays, and we'll run against it, and then get a visual, like a handout, or we kind of just send it to them on their phones now more than print it out. But anyway, so those three things are kind of the way that we kind of do that as far as set plays. The key to a good set play is you kind of have to, first of all, if you know the call, it helps, But knowing where they're trying to go and who they're trying to get the shots for is the kicker. You know, if the fourth best player in the court gets the shot out of their set, I'm usually okay with that. But usually those sets are set for specific people.
The top player in certain action.
Yeah, you know, the whole play, inbounds play, you know, the guy throwing it in is coming off a screen, going to the corner kind of thing. You know, those.
Do you find that you emphasize certain areas of the court more than others? Do you see that you are more of a person that's more concerned about dead ball situations, like, you know, out of bounds plays more than half court sets, or you treat them the same?
Well, definitely out of bounds plays, we always try to do that. And we always try to change up defensively, maybe what we're doing against it.
Right. Because it is an opportunity. You can really deny those opportunities because it is a dead space in the game, right?
Yeah, but we also use it as a way to maybe change up defensively to see if something else works. So if we're playing zone, we maybe go man. If we're playing man, we maybe go zone.
Yeah.
Because it forces our hand to kind of see how they adjust to it. Because if they don't score off it, then they're gonna, you know, maybe we're in a 2-3. So they don't score off it. Now we get to see how they adjust to our 2-3, or maybe we're in a 1-3-1 and they don't score off it. Now we're in our 1-3-1 or whatever it is. So I kind of try to use it that way in my toolbox a little bit to kind of jab at their front line to see how they adjust to it. But I think sets and I think out of bounds plays are always a good use of some time, especially in game prep. From several purposes, I think it helps the players kind of know what's coming. I think it also makes them feel like they're prepared. You know what I mean? Coach has put his time in. Coach knows what's happening. Nothing's going to freak us out kind of thing. So I think that kind of helps in that standpoint too a lot, to be honest with you.
The NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk? Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's your thought?
So how much time would you say you dedicate before a team? I mean,
so let's say we played on Tuesday, Thursday this week. So let's do our Thursday opponent. So we sent them to them on Wednesday. We briefly walk through them Wednesday in practice, so 3-4 minutes. And then Thursday's walk through, we spent a little bit more time and actually went live on that because I don't do a lot of full court stuff on a walkthrough.
Right.
But I'll do that. I'll do an out of bounds player, a quick hitter live because it doesn't take much out of them. So I would say a total of probably 10 minutes. So from a Tuesday to a Thursday game, maybe a little bit more if we have a longer for an opponent. But it's just one of those things that people can tweak so easily that you kind of got to.
I guess one of the things, the golden nugget, I think sometimes, like as young coaches, we may spend too much time.
Yes, I do. I think we spend way too much time, to be honest with you. It's like, here's what they're going to do. Roughly, this is what they're looking for. And then I basically, this is my soapbox, and I get on them about talking. Like, are you talking? Are you talking? Are you talking?
Right. So, like, you know, in the end, it's going to come down to your defensive principles, the way that you handle your defense and what you do. If right. those things aren't in place to begin with, how good does it really matter how prepared you are for a certain set of play if those principles aren't and those things that you emphasize aren't good?
I'll pull back the curtain from a speech I gave to my guys Thursday during our shoot around. I said, I can do one of two things. I can talk and be intense, or I can coach you. Which one do you want? because I can do either one. But I literally stopped practice for like 4 minutes and had this speech with them. I said, which one do you want me to do? Do you want me to coach you and make you better players? Or do you want me to talk and be the intensity in the gym? I can only do one. I can't do both. I can do one as a human. I can't do both. So let me know which one you want. And that's why I think our intensity was higher. I think our talking was higher. Because that's what I challenged them. I said, let me know. I mean, I'll do this. I mean, I can do this. I can be the guy on the sideline. I can be the intense guy. I can bring all that, but then I'm not going to be as worried about X's and O's and stuff and adjustments and those, cause I'm going to do this. Cause that's what I can do. I can do one or the other. So let me know. And yeah, I think that's, it's talking. Talking can take care of most of those things, I think. Anything else, coach?
That's kind of the whole point is I think that a lot of young coaches and coaches will get caught up in their scouting report where in the end, there's a lot of other things that you need to take in consideration. Because
30% scouting report, 70% your stuff, probably 80-20 if I'm real about it.
That's a good ratio. I like that.
I think so too. All right, till next week.
Sounds good. Sports Social Podcast Network.